This episode of On a Dark Cold Night is brought to you by BetterHelp. We all have different capacities for social interactions. The moment I started respecting and watching my social meter, as though it were a health bar in a video game, I started learning how to take care of myself better. I thrive off of my alone time. Others thrive off of social time. We all have different needs. And therapy is a great way to give you the self-awareness to explore what yours are. Through therapy, I learned some skills, like how to remain calm when my social meter is running low, or how to find little moments of quiet time to breathe and recenter when I'm in prolonged social situations. If you're thinking of therapy, BetterHelp is a great way to get started. It's all online and designed to be flexible, convenient, and well-suited to your schedule. You fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a licensed therapist, and if you don't find your therapist to be a good fit, that's totally fine. You can switch therapists at any time with no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/darkcold today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/darkcold. This is a good time to take a break for a breath together. Breathe in slowly and deeply. Pause here. And release the breath slowly and gently. Time for the theme song. There you are. Thank goodness. Thank goodness. Thank you. Do you know where I've been for a whole week? Not asleep. Not in a calming, empty, black space like the one I usually find myself in. Not in the weeping room. Not in the gallery. Not in the playroom. Not in the theater. Not in the temple, not in the courtyard, not on the parapets. I have been here, in this room. I think it might be a dungeon, with the rats and bats and spiders and roaches. The eyes watching me, and I'm unsure of to whom they belong. No music but my voice. No light but my candle. No company but whatever waits here and watches. I have been here for a week in terror. Thank you for coming. Thank you for finding me. Now, I think I can leave. quickly, let's go. Let's get you out of here to somewhere a bit more safe. I know it's very, very dark. My candle is almost out. But luckily, I can see in the dark. Have no fear. Just take my hand and move quickly. I know it's scary. Don't mind the scurrying you feel past your feet. Don't mind them as they crawl up the walls. The red eyes in the shadows are of little consequence. Not compared to where we're going. Take my hand and follow me. I have to show you something. Thank goodness you came. Really, thank you. Thank you. How was your week? Wait. Stop. Did you hear that? Never mind. Let's keep going. Stop. It's those red eyes. Following us again. It's too dark to see whose they are, but I can see them. Dimly. Far behind us. Just the eyes glowing. Do you see them? What do you want? A vicious mockery, maybe. A threat. Someone trying to frighten us. Someone out to get us. Perhaps we ought to run. Let's go. Swiftly, swiftly, swiftly now, on feet light as air and invisible wings, both of which are as real as anything else here. Quickly now, mustn't let it catch us, whatever it is, whoever it is. They don't mean us well, I know that. They are not one of us. You and I are here together, but it is something else. It is something different, I think. Something threatening. Must run, must get away from it. Mm-mm-mm. Perhaps it is the one to blame for my being trapped in that infernal dungeon. Perhaps it is the one to blame for my awful malaise of late. Perhaps it is the one to blame for the defiling of my sanctum. Yes, certainly, I'm sure that's what it is. Must run, must get away from it. Go, go, go. A door. See it? Quick, quick, quick. Get to it. Here we are, inside. Now in we go. Quick as bunnies. Shh. Now. We'll wait for it to pass us by. I think it's gone. Good. Is there a light switch somewhere? Feel along the walls and try to find it for me. There. Look at this. Another playroom. It looks as though it has toys in it, but I don't think this is for play. Not exactly. No, this is someone's passion. A hobby. A labor of love. A creation. A room full of miniatures. Dioramas. Look. How beautiful. Little displays of familiar places. A little cottage on a hillside, over a toy ocean made of blue silk. On that ocean, a little tiny boat, rowed by no one. Yet the oars mechanically move back and forth, back and forth. How sweet. A little island, a tiny little scary. with a little lighthouse on it. How quaint. Picture perfect. And a tiny little electric light within it as it rotates and blows a tiny horn. What a beautiful place that someone has made. A little world for little dolls. And here, come over here and look. It's my forest. How lovely. One tree, even larger than the rest. A little home under it. A little wooden door split apart. A frozen pond, but something is broken through the ice, which is made of glass. A little chapel, shattered and ancient. Of course, a tower with crumbling stones. A castle on a hill far away. How darling. Its little gates are open. And look, so are the front doors. Oh my goodness, come over here. Look, we can open it up. It has little hinges on each room. A perfect little doll's house. We can open it up and look inside. There's the weeping room. There's the playroom. There's the ballroom, the temple, the courtyard, the theater, the gallery. And a little room with the teeniest, tiniest miniatures within it. Is that a telephone? Unusual. Do you see one in this room? Ah, over there, yes. Will you answer it? There's a little telephone in the miniature room in the dollhouse, too. Funny. It's lifting up just as you lift up the one here. Who's on the other end?
I have a question. I have heard of your lairs that you have at times. My question is, do you have an inside home within yourself where the others of yourself reside?
You can hang up now. I was wondering when a spirit would ask a question. There it is. Thank you, lovely spirit. Layers. Home. Others of myself. There are little dolls here. A little green one, with yellow eyes, twigs in her hair, and bloody fingernails, sitting in the forest. A little pale one, clad in all black, with little plastic wings behind her, and frighteningly large dark eyes. There's a little gentleman in elegant silk clothes, proud and taller than the rest, though somehow more afraid. There's a little one made of orange and red glass. He lights up from the inside as though on fire. He's something to behold. I make them play with each other sometimes. I lift them with my hands and imagine conversations, dramas. They live in this room, I suppose. This little world within this little room within this castle. Nothing I haven't really talked about before, in some way or another, right? But I'm more concerned right now with the room that looks just like this one, over here. In the little castle that we've bisected. Because there's something I don't recognize here. There is no one within the room. Not even us. But outside of the little door, just outside of it, pressed right up against it, hands up against the wood,
There's a little doll I've never seen before. It wears a cloak. I cannot see its face. Just hands. Bone hands. Is there a peephole to the door in this room? The one you and I are in currently. Are you brave enough to look? Never mind. I should do it. It is my responsibility to describe this place. It is your responsibility to listen. I'll go look. Here I go. Yes, they are watching us. But those red eyes are so bright I cannot make out anything else. What do you want? Why are you following us? The audacity. It's running away from us. How rude. Very well. Let it go. Remember that I had something to show you? It wasn't this. This place is marvelous, but this... Someone made this. Someone busily looking for something. Someone desperately trying to escape, trying to search, trying to calm down. Take a breath. Calm down. Find some truth in an inside place. That is important. That is the best place to look. That is the best place to find peace, after all. But that is not what I wanted to show you. Come with me. I assure you, our friend is gone. Follow me. Quickly, though, just in case they come back. Run, run, run. Down the hall. Follow the red carpet. Follow my candle. Follow my voice. Up this stairwell. Never mind the scurrying of bugs and rats and crows and bats. Yes, yes, yes. The higher we climb up this tower. Not that tower. Just this tower. Follow me up, up, up. Little stained glass windows all around us. And I'm pretty sure faces look in on us. Still and doll-like, but much larger. Or have we shrunken down to the size of little dolls ourselves? I don't think it matters. I wouldn't pay them much mind. They are just dolls, after all, just mannequins. Their eyes shine only because they're glass. He of fire, she with wings, she of earth, he with wings, it does not matter. I know them well. Dolls, dolls, all of them. One day I shall leave them behind. Perhaps that is what I am doing today. Perhaps that is why we have to run. They can suck you into those glass eyes, and it can be so tempting to never leave. Maybe it's safer that way. But I want to show you something. Come. Come, we're almost there. Here we are. At the top of the castle, which is looking an awful lot like a balcony of some modern kind of apartment. Someone's apartment. Someone who I sometimes forget about here. We climbed all the way to the top, to the fresh air, and absolutely extraordinary. Look at this. The sky is a deep purple. Off in the west, you can see the faint remnants of a hot pink and bright orange sunset. Stars speckled in the purple and pink and orange alike. little machines with blinking white and red lights flying through the sky like angels. The wind is blowing harshly, but I don't mind. It's somehow warm, and the trees positively dance with it. Extraordinary. I hear on the wind so many things, too many things. It's almost overwhelming. Shouting, crying, fighting, laughing, singing, playing. Crickets, owls, bats, cars, planes, trains. The moon is just a sliver that is dressed in a cold and foggy sky, as if it too is hidden behind a veil, just as we souls are. I saw this last night. I was alone, and a little sad and frightened. I climbed through that shadow. I clawed through the insects and fought past the rats and deftly dodged the wolves and crept past the monsters to find this place. This place that was here all along. This is always here. I do not need to retreat into myself to find home. I am home. Look how beautiful. Why would you want to be anywhere else? Why would you need a hidden home? Just look. Wow. Extraordinary. They're here once more, with us. All right, fine. You caught us. What do you want? Standing beside us on this balcony is the cloaked figure. And I've had enough. I won't be tormented by anyone. Nothing will stop me enjoying this gorgeous awareness. Nothing can ruin this sunset. Nothing can take this away from me. Nothing can dim my light. Nothing will make me feel as though I do not belong here. Dear Spirit, I will answer your question. My inside home, for every single layer of myself, every single character that is every single side of me. My inside home is being here. Every layer of myself converges in a single breath. I go to the figure. I tear away the cloak and throw it over the balcony. It catches the breeze and flies away, dancing like a ghost, finally free. And beneath it is revealed. How do I describe this? If I say skeleton, that will not do the trick. Shining, grinning, in the most glorious brocade coat, silk cravat, pearl cameos. Oh goodness. Oh gosh. The eyes are actually the most gorgeous shade of blood red I've ever seen. I didn't get a good look at them before. I have seen skeletons. I have described them. jeweled ones, decaying ones, crystal ones. This one is so alive, smiling, laughing. "Who are you?" I ask. But all it does is hold a single finger up to its radiant smile, calling for silence. Or is it saying something else? They hold the finger to their grin. Then they extend it towards me. That one finger. It is October, and the bones begin to dance as a playful voice sings to us.
"Hush, my little doll, don't run. You don't have to fight your fear. My secret is a gentle one. Your inside home is here. Run, 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 you can't escape. You're not going nowhere. None will escape. We are going nowhere. Dance, my little doll, for joy. For sorrow, pain, and anger, fear. Each of these is but a toy. Your real home is here. Run, 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 you can't escape. The dollhouse was never there. None, none, no one will escape. We are going nowhere. Out in the open air. Our home is here.
The sun has set. The sky is still purple. We are there, just as we are here. The message has been received. The one we heard, and the one we sent. Sleep well. Hello, everyone, and thanks so much for joining me for episode 209 of On a Dark Cold Night. This is Kristen Zaza, your host, writer, narrator, composer, podcaster, etc. behind the podcast. Welcome to October. I hope you're enjoying the warm colors and the cool weather, remembering to be gentle on yourself and others as we enter a more quiet and introspective and spiritual time of the year. At least that's how I always view it.
First, sending my warm thanks to Jamie Marcus, who wrote to me on TikTok and submitted the question you heard me answer today. The question of different versions of myself within me, and whether I have an interior home where they all reside. Thank you so much for this interesting question, Jamie. I'd like to send my thanks also to Michelle, who supported the show by donating through Ko-fi. Thank you so very much for reaching out and for your kindness and generosity, Michelle. If you'd like to support the show in the same way, you can donate the price of one or more metaphorical coffees by visiting ko-fi.com/darkcoldnight. Also sending thanks to my monthly supporters on Patreon, where everyone who pledges $1 US or more a month receives access to my complete soundtrack, while supporters of $5 US or more get that perk, as well as a monthly tarot reading video I upload every full moon. You can learn more at patreon.com/darkcoldnight. And of course, I have t-shirts and hoodies for purchase at bonfire.com/on-a-dark-cold-night. Another great way to support the show that is entirely free is to leave me a rating and a review on iTunes. To be honest, you know, now that the show is over 4 years old, reviews and ratings have slowed down a pretty good deal. So if you enjoy my work here, I would humbly ask you to take a moment, if you don't mind, and drop me some stars and kind words. It would really, really help me out. So again, you can do this on iTunes, you can give me a star rating on Spotify, which would also be extraordinarily helpful. You can leave me a review on our Facebook page or anywhere else you like to rate and review podcasts, really. It would also be a huge help if you followed me on social media. I'm on Twitter at A Dark Cold Night, Instagram at Dark Cold Night Podcast, on Facebook and YouTube under the page names On A Dark Cold Night, and on TikTok at Kristen Zaza. These are all fantastic ways to submit a question for your narrator to answer in a story, if you'd like, just as Jamie Marcus did this week. So drop me a follow, send me a question, and keep your ears open. I'll leave you with a thought that's been rolling around in my mind. I heard this quote on the Here and Now podcast while I was driving, and I misheard it, actually. Raghu Marcus attributed it to Ram Dass, and the quote as I heard it was, "I myself stand in the need of the arms of my own kindness." I fell so in love with it that I made it a reminder on my phone every night at 9 p.m. I looked it up tonight because I was curious to learn more, and it's actually originally by Carl Jung, which makes sense, of course, given Ram Dass's history in psychology. And it turns out he's actually saying, "I myself stand in need of the alms of my own kindness." Alms, not arms. But you know what? I kind of like my way better. I imagine myself running into my own arms, where I forgive the villain within me. I protect the victim in me. I love the lover in me. I accept myself in every shade that I am. And in so doing, I accept the world in all that it is. The suffering, the beauty, the love, the hate, every single flaw. I can stand firm in belief of what I know to be right. I can stand against what I know to be wrong. But at the same time, I can accept and love the world as it is. I can accept myself. I think that in this world of ours, that is no small thing. So I wish that for you tonight, too. Sleep well, my friends. Good night.
This podcast has been brought to you by the Sonar Network. Sonar.